A man is clinging to life in hospital and nine other people have varying injuries following a horror four-vehicle crash at Doonan overnight. The multi-vehicle collision happened just before 6 p.m. on Walter Hay Drive. A 21-year-old Sunrise Beach man had to be cut from the wreckage of his vehicle. He was then airlifted to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital in a critical condition, while a 63-year-old man suffered multiple non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to Skoo. Two other women aged in their 60s were transported to hospital in stable conditions with chest and back pain. The forensic crash unit is investigating. Planning is underway for a community meeting later this month to discuss steps being taken to prevent the spread of fire ants here. Sunshine Coast News reports since two fire ant nests were discovered at Caloundra South in May, there have been another 13 found in the area. The nests were discovered by surveillance groups working with the National Fire Ant Eradication Program. The locations of the nests in the under-construction suburbs of Narimba and Banya and have since been treated. It's unknown how the invasive and dangerous insects entered the Sunshine Coast. Also making news, Council will mark NAIDOC Week celebrations today with a flag-raising ceremony at Nambour. It's from 10:30 and will include a welcome to country, traditional dance and smoking ceremony. Stage one of the Ed Webb Park at Noosaville is now complete. Mayor Frank Wilkie says the new 2.5-metre-wide Belmore Terrace footpath is now open to the public.
It's a pathway that connects the existing path to the beach access at Sunshine Beach. It features a beautiful architecturally designed timber boardwalk and balustrade, which integrates beautifully with our natural landscape. And the upgrade provides a smooth and safe route for users of all abilities.
And a new 4-hectare park in Harmony Estate at Palmview will be officially opened this weekend. Avid Property Group says the new community gathering space includes cycle circuits, soccer goals, a static gym and elevated play towers.